Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely. We're talking about why your thumbnails might be failing and how Grok AI can help fix those issues. This is super relevant for anyone creating content. Exactly. I can't tell you how many creators I see putting in all this effort into their videos only to slap a mediocre thumbnail on it at the end. But really, if nobody clicks, nobody watches, right? Right. It seems like such a simple concept, but it's so crucial. You mentioned using Grok recently to improve your workflow. What did you find out? Well, I was honestly surprised at how much it improved my click rate metrics. I used to struggle with things like contrast and text placement. Now, Grok takes care of the heavy lifting for me. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So, how does Grok compare to other tools out there, like Sora or Runway ML? Great question. Honestly, you don't have to pick just one. I find combining them gives the best results. Grok excels at generating multiple variations quickly, which is huge for A/B testing. That's super useful, especially for creators who are working on multiple projects at once. But what about professionals? How do they benefit from using Grok? Good point. Professionals often face challenges with brand consistency across teams, especially when they're scaling their production. Grok integrates multimodal capabilities to help maintain that consistency while tailoring options for individual viewers. That's really smart. I can see how it would help a production team manage a high volume of content. Now let's talk about data. Why is it so important to back up the effectiveness of Grok with numbers? Absolutely. When you fix your thumbnails, you fix your revenue. There's a direct correlation. For instance, gaming channels can earn an average of $127 per 1,000 views when they improve their thumbnails using AI, which represents a 29% revenue increase. Wow, that's massive. So if someone's getting around 100,000 views a month, that's a lot of extra cash coming in. Exactly. And I recently read about VaynerMedia's case study where they scaled thumbnail creation for over 200 videos a month. They adopted AI workflows and saw a 73% increase in click-through rates just from implementing 5-second loops. That's so fascinating. It seems like guiding the AI is key, right? You can't just let it do everything for you. Right, you have to be involved. Now, if you're a traditional Photoshop user, there might be some resistance to change. I totally get that. I spent years mastering it myself. Yeah, I can imagine that. But you mentioned there's a huge shift happening toward more authentic visuals in 2026. Can you elaborate on that? Sure. The trend is moving away from overly polished visuals toward human-centric aesthetics that embrace imperfections. Audiences are craving visuals that feel genuine, static. Hyper-polished images are starting to underperform. That makes sense. I mean, we've all seen those perfectly edited thumbnails that just feel artificial. Exactly. If you're relying solely on Photoshop, you're at a disadvantage compared to creators who are testing multiple motion loops per video. The landscape is changing fast. What are some quick tips for someone just getting started with AI-generated thumbnails? Great question. Always generate at least 4 variations for A/B testing. Use tools like Runway ML to clean up any artifacts and keep text to 3 words or less while ensuring high contrast with the background. Those are solid tips. It sounds like understanding color psychology and text hierarchy is also key. Absolutely. Casual users often struggle with that, but even professionals can have a hard time maintaining brand consistency when scaling production. So to wrap things up, what are the main takeaways for our listeners today? Well, focus on making your thumbnails the best they can be. Use tools like Grok to save time and improve your click-through rates. The data shows it pays off in the long run. Perfect. Thanks for breaking all of that down, Alex. No problem. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.